It's time to find out what's been doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
G'day, Bear. Going good. Going good. Trying to keep warm at the moment.
Has been very, very cold. I tell you what, it's going to hot up at Suncorp on Sunday. What do you reckon? Blues over the Maroons for sure?
Gee, I don't want to say it because every time we get lulled in this false sense of security, us New South Welshmen. I think we looked the goods. We were super impressive in the first game, and I actually think our side will be better for the run.
I tell you what, I guarantee you every New South Wales supporter will be truly depressed if they don't get up. Like, this one's going to hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually think Queensland's done us a favour. I think leaving Capewell in the centre is good for us, and I think a massive gamble putting the kid in at fullback.
That's the sort of mistake that we used to make. I'm glad they're doing it these days. We better get down to business, mate. Mountain bikes coming to Singleton.
Yeah, mountain bikes coming to Singleton. We already do have a facility out of Masonry, which is very well patronised, but this mountain biking is a lot of that outdoor recreation, adventure tourism sort of market. It's really growing right across the country. We've all seen what the great stories that come out of Dungog. We do have a very active group here in Singleton who are into the mountain bike riding. So council's engaged an external consultant who's done some work for us, and that feasibility study is now going on exhibition. And we really encourage everybody in our community to have a look, because like with anything, there's all different dimensions to what's being proposed, what the options look like. We've already done some really good engagement. We've had over 160 online surveys completed.
Right.
We had 31 people attend a drop-in session a few months ago. So there's a real high level of interest. So we really want to make sure everybody gets engaged, everybody puts their two bobs worth in so council can make the most informed decision possible moving forward.
Okay. Now, there was a tender awarded the other day in relation to the sewage treatment plant.
Yeah, again, a really exciting project. It's one of those things that's not too sexy. People don't really think about our water and sewage system and our network until such time it doesn't work.
That's the only time people notice when there's a problem.
Yeah, and the last thing you want is stuff backing up from our sewage treatment plant, because that doesn't end well for anybody.
Let's not draw a picture for anyone right now, but yeah, you're right.
and we found that our facility, like we've spoken about this before, we need to spend a fair amount of money upgrading our system so it becomes reliable and consistent and safe and in really good working order.
Yes.
So making sure the inlet facility works well is really important. We expect it to be a $4 million project, but it will last somewhere between 30 and 50 years. So it's a generational type project. Another great example of us making those significant investments in our water and sewer network. It'll make it better for our staff as well. At the moment, it's a very hands-on facility, and you'd be very surprised what we find in our sewage treatment facility, what comes down the network.
I hate to think. I really hate to think.
Yeah, so this work will remove all that stuff before it gets into the facility. It'll also remove all that inorganic matter, like gravel and stones and all those things that are smaller than 5 millimetres, so that the facility can work better, can be more efficient, more effective, which means what we're pumping out the other end is better for our environment as well.
Yeah. No, it's the right thing to do. I mean, a lot of people would say $4 million, but you want to be able to spend money on something that people don't see or hear about, because when they do, when it goes wrong, everybody jumps up and down about it.
Yeah, quite often we talk about it. You know the place is going all right when people aren't talking about council.
Yes, that's true.
That equally applies to our sewage facility. If people aren't talking about it, it means it's working. That means it's good.
Without a doubt. And finally, what's the update on the animal management facility?
Yeah, really happy, really happy. The facility opened up there a few months ago. It's been seen as being better practice across the state. We've had councils from all over the shop turning up, having a look, talking to our staff, looking at our facility, understanding how we're operating it, which is a really, I suppose, a really good commendation.
It's a compliment. That's a compliment for you, mate.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And we're blessed. I've said this plenty of times. We've got such wonderful staff here at Singleton Council. Now Rangers, Jess and Michael, they're stars. They love what they do. They're really engaged in who they do it for and who they do it with. And they're experts in that whole companion animals management sort of sector. So we had a bit of a walkthrough the other week with our councillors and a few community members, got really positive feedback. And we're seeing a significant improvement, ongoing significant improvement in the rehoming of the animals that come into our care. And that's really important as well. We want to make sure we're getting those animals back to their owners or back with new owners.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about. Jason, as always, thank you very much for leading the way with Singleton Council. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk to you after Origin in the next week or so.
Thanks, Bear, and let's hope we're having a really positive conversation about the Blues.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. See you, mate.
See you, mate. All the best.